was game two of the series, and now game three starts the second period.
Yeah, let's play two then, or three in this case. So I hope the second period's not like this, unless you can turn the trick, right, and just flip it around.
Yeah, if it's 5-2 Wisconsin in the second and we're looking at 7-7 game, we'll take it.
That'd be awesome.
That was mentally exhausting to watch.
Yes, it was. Goodness gracious. Yeah, first intermission here. Badgers trail Michigan 5-2 back in 2.5 minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
In Wisconsin, Badger hockey is historic. We're proud of our nationally ranked Badgers winning 6 championships. At UW Health, we're also proud to support the same top rankings. Break your arm in a body check? Visit UW Health, the number one orthopedic care in the state. Or break your heart after a tough loss? The number one hospital in Wisconsin's got you. No matter the need, UW Health is here to deliver the best care for every Badger. UW Health. Remarkable.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics. Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hi, welcome to Culver's.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger, hello. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom with every blue spoonful. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
Michigan State beat Notre Dame today 3-2 to sweep that series. Ohio State and Penn State tied at 1 after 2 in Columbus. We know that Michigan State could be as high as second, no worse than a tie for third place after tonight's action. We know Notre Dame head back to South Bend in sixth place. Badgers are in seventh. Minnesota definitely in first, a comfortable lead, but who knows how the rest of this is going to shake out with 3 more weekends of Big Ten hockey to come. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Who knows what the second period will provide. Michigan leads Wisconsin 5-2 after 1, and we'll drop the puck in 2 minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. And by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. It's time to drop the puck for the second period.
Michigan starts this period 4-on-3 power play, leading Wisconsin 5-2. Pass Hughes goes down to the goal line right, and Fantilli made its way to Samuskevich. Now in the slot between the hash marks, it was Hughes to Samuskevich. His shot goes up, I think, off the blocker of McClellan, and then out of play in a faceoff in the Wisconsin zone. 7 seconds left in the penalty to Mike Borlicki, and then 49 seconds left in the penalty to Michigan's TJ Hughes. Still 2:49 left on the major penalty to Charlie Stramel at the end of the first period.
Yeah, so 7 more seconds of 5-on-3, then it'll be 4-on-4 for 49, and then a 2-minute major power play back again for Michigan, unless something is called before that.
Kyle McClellan replaced Jared Moe, who gave up 5 goals on 17 shots in 13 minutes and 50 seconds. Faceoff won by Michigan. Luca Fantilli to Hughes. Fantilli, right side. Brindley fired one stick side on McClellan and hit the near post and ricocheted far side. Badgers get Forlicky back. It's 4-on-4 here for the next 30 seconds or so. Nice pass across, and Stang zipped one that missed the net. Here's Kuhlman's able to hold the zone. Spins it around right corner to left. Brindley there. Throws it right towards the front of his net, and Stephen Holtz picks it up for Michigan. Holtz to Nolan Moyle. Skates past LeMaster, slowed just a bit, lost the puck, now has it back, although he's double-teamed in the corner. Both teams, 4 skaters on the ice. Now Kuhlman's just lost the puck. Brindley fell down, and partly due to Kuhlman's stick, Brindley was barking at the referee. No penalty called. Here's LeMaster picking up the loose puck. Michigan's on a power play, 5-on-4 for 2 minutes, but the Badgers with a puck in the offensive zone. Moyle then shoves LeMaster to the far wall, and Michigan has possession. Hallam through the center circle, darts to his right, taken away by Lindmark. Lead feed Horbach, 1-on-1 with Edwards, tries to cut in, and Edwards just takes him right down. Good defensive play by Ethan Edwards. Fourth-round draft pick of the New Jersey Devils a couple of years ago. Hallam bumps it out to T.J. Hughes. Straightaway Edwards. 90 seconds left on the Michigan power play. Wolverines lead 5-2. Left wing Hughes out high. Edwards, he rises one and scores. McClellan down. Edwards shot high over the blocker of McClellan. Power play goal for Michigan at 6-2.
And one of the Wolverines standing right in front of Kyle McClellan's way to see the puck. I couldn't see McClellan's face. It looked like there was a player right in his way. He went down to try to cover up what he could, and the puck went above the top, or in the top corner to the blocker side, and Michigan got one here for in the power play, and they continue with another minute 23 of major power play time.
Michigan has scored as many goals tonight in 22 minutes as they did all of last night. 2:04, the time of that power play goal for Ethan Edwards, his fourth of the season. Michigan leads now 6-2. Mersch out on the PK with Stang, Kuhlemans, and LeMaster. Here comes Hallam. Cuts off to his left, now twirls inside the Wisconsin zone and forced to throw it back to center. Hallam's got it again, drops it off to Edwards, right through the middle. Ciccolini scored two goals in the first period. Now here's Duke offside to Hughes, and he shoots one low left to McClellan with a save. Hughes retrieves the puck to the point, and Edwards out to Hallam now. Now Edwards walks his way down the right wing wall. Center point, Hallam. Here's TJ Hughes with a one-timer left wing, and McClellan got a piece of that too. 30 seconds left, and the major penalty to Charlie Stramel, who was not kicked out of the game. Sam Stang now clears. Badgers will change their penalty killers. So Edwards with a power play goal from TJ Hughes and Hallam at 2:04. Here's Luke Hughes skating past Mersch out of his own zone. Through center, gets around Horbach. Drop pass McGroarty to the slot. Brindley shot. Good stick by Lotch, who got a piece of it. 5 seconds left, and the penalty to Stramel. Lotch clears, and the Badgers are back at full strength, but they trail Michigan 6-2, 3.5 minutes into the second period. Stramel's out there with Caulfield and Bantle. Gavin Brindley. Boy, if this young man didn't have confidence before, he's got it now. What a weekend he's had.
It's hard to believe that he only had a couple goals coming into this weekend.
Fantilli backside. Brindley had gotten past Stramel, cutting to the net. Just couldn't finish that pass play. Vorlicki had it for a moment, knocked off his stick by Fantilli. Stramel double-teamed near wall, jammed free by Lotch. Bantle trying to walk around Luca Fantilli. Stops half-boards right and sends it down to the corner. Bounced off of something and came free. Badgers have it. Kuhlman's turnaround shot out high. Easy stick save for Eric Portillo. That's his 15th of the night. 6-2 Michigan early second. Long shot by Caulfield, redirected by Bantle, and Portillo got a piece of that too. Stramel hard hit on Fantilli near side. We play on. Bantle left wing, cut off by Luke Hughes. Jammed the puck off his stick. Badgers trying to reach for it and keep it alive in the attacking zone. No luck. Comes out to center, and Kuhlman's will send it down in. DeSaint Foul goes to get it for the Badgers. Back behind the net. DeSaint Foul's been credited with two assists tonight. Tried to sauce it behind the net for Lucius. Goes all the way to Jugnoff. Now Lucius has it. Skates to the slot. Shoots one. And a blocker save made by Portillo. Stang gets it cross ice to the left circle. Intended for Lucius. Picked off by Luca Fantilli. They cannot clear. Here's DeSaint Foul. Late whistle offside called on Wisconsin. Kuhlemans with stick handling right near the blue line. It must have just crawled across. Otherwise, DeSaint Foul had a partial break on Portillo.
I think Kuhlman's trying to keep it in. It looked like, from my vantage point, it just got over the blue line before he corralled it. Yeah. Took the linesman a little bit to make the call, but I don't think he realized there was a Badger behind the zone that ended up with the puck.
Badger sent it down in on the faceoff. Malmquist, Mersch, and Erdahl out for Wisconsin. Puck rolls on edge. Malmquist will hold it. Gets it deep. Holtz trying to fend off Erdahl. Big right-handed defenseman. Erdahl skating right with him, stride for stride. Holtz, though, uses the board to clear it to center. 14:40 to go. Second period. 6-2 Michigan. Vorlicki pressured by Evan Moyle, or Nolan Moyle, beg your pardon. Here's Granowitz now slot, trying to walk around Dexheimer, who got a piece of it with his stick, knocked it to the near side boards. Now Mersch able to slide it free to Erdahl, refeeds Mersch, skates through center near side, pokes it past Karinen, retrieves, puts it in front, intended for Malmquist. He got a stick on it, but Portillo came out top of the crease and made the stop. Good play, though, by Dominic Mersch.
Yeah, loose puck, or a loose man in front of the net. He just eased it over to Liam Malmquist, who beat Portillo, who tried to make a poke check. Portillo had his left pad sticking out while he did it and made the stop.
Michigan sent it down deep. Erdahl trying to clear, cannot. Gathered in by Edwards, and he fired one well wide and all the way off the corner wall out to center, and Malmquist helps it down into the Michigan zone. 13:45 left in the second. It's 6-2. Wolverines. Stramel just got tangled up a bit with Portillo, and you heard the children of Yost get a little upset by that. Now the puck slides back into the Michigan end, and that's where Samuskevich goes to get it. He cuts past DeSaint Foul, can't get around Stramel, but pass the puck ahead to Duke, who dumps it in. Michigan will change. Shots on goal, 23-20 in favor of Michigan. It's a 6-2 hockey game. There's DeSaint Foul trying to pull it away from Pearson in the Michigan zone. Hughes goes to help out and swings it around to the near side. Hallam, long lead feed, angled, intended for Ciccolini. Lotch right with him, bumps him to the corner. Ciccolini, though, the big right-hander, finally cut off. Lotch able to muscle him down to the ice and take the puck and lead the rush to our right. Lotch trying to stay onside and does, almost doing the splits with his long legs at the blue line. Loose puck right wing, Lemaster. able to stick handle between two Wolverines. Stramel now in the corner, trying to fend off Hallam, double teamed. Puck came free to Bantle. Luke Hughes immediately on him. Bantle able to work free from him for a moment. Good poke check by Hughes to the corner. Bantle still battling, tries to drag it towards the front of the net. Now batted into the air, down to the ice. Sting now has it, and a whistle. And we've got a penalty on whom? Elbowing penalty. I think it's on Luke Hughes. Or is it on Bantle? They're going to get Carson Bantle for elbowing at 7:26, and he's going to get the gate. Staying out of the box, critical for the Badgers. It killed them last weekend in South Bend, and it has not helped matters here in Ann Arbor.
I think you guys had a discussion with Coach Granato. What's a good and a bad penalty? Trying to stop a scoring chance. This one, the Badgers are doing pretty good work here the last 4 or 5 minutes in the offensive zone. Bantle, offensive zone play. Sliding through the slot after a Michigan's player cleared it from there and just got his right arm up and to the box.
7:26, the time of the penalty for elbowing on Carson Bantle. Sixth power play unofficially now for Michigan here in this hockey game. 6-2 Wolverines with the lead, trying to run away with it. Horbach and Lindmark out there again. Jack throwing his body around. Here's Fantilli now. Skates past Mersch, who just snapped his stick. Fantilli carries it across the line off to Brindley. Little right-hander to the slot. Right wing pass knocked down with the right leg by Fantilli. And then threw it back to the far corner. Corson Kuhlman's first there and cleared it all the way down for Wisconsin. 6-2, Michigan with the lead. Here's Hallam now, left-hander up through center. Throws it to the right wing. Duke catches and snaps it down deep. Around to the left corner it comes. Lodge now finds himself with it. Tried to pass it around, but it went off his stick and right to Wisconsin's Luke LeMaster, who heaves it all the way down. Already 1 minute gone by in the Michigan power play. Again, unofficially, 2 for 5 on the man advantage is Michigan. Or is that 3 for 6? I've lost track with all the goals that have been scored in a short period of time. Wisconsin with a steal. Horbach tried to carry it to the net. Edwards cut him off and knocked the puck free. And then Horbach and Lindmark collide. And it's a 5-on-2 to our left. Hand off TJ Hughes. Ciccolini outside the right ring. His shot blocked by Kuhlemans. And the Badgers' Lindmark got back quickly. Mersch slow to come out on this penalty kill. Finally gets there after he had replaced Horbach. Low right pass in front. Actually goes off the face mask of McClellan. And ricocheted free, and then Hallam with a bad pass that comes all the way through center ice. Badgers catch a break there. Down 4, 10:45 left in the second.
Yeah, Dylan Duke, I'm not sure where he was, if he was trying to bank that off of McClellan's heading in the net, but that wasn't going anywhere else.
No. Here's Holtz now for the red line, fires it in. Carson Bantle about to come out of the box. And Wisconsin back at full strength. Carson heads right to the Wisconsin bench. Badgers steal Vorlicki. Headmans to Stramel. Sauce ahead for Lucius. Nice stick handling around Holtz. Finds Stramel right wing. Tried to toe pull around Luca Fantilli. No luck. He's tied up by Draper. Jugnov engaged with Granowitz. Loose puck. Nolan Moyle. Stramel hog ties him. No penalty called. Puck crawls out to center. That's where Lodge picks it up. Thought about going D to D, and then instead tried to dump it deep, but it went off the stick of Moyle into the air, and then dumped down in by Granowitz, who took a pretty good hit from Stramel. I'll tell you something, you know, Charlie Stramel's taken a lot of penalties this season, a few major penalties, but even when he does get called, he just continues his physical play. That's just the type of player he is.
I mean, size is one of his big advantages he has, and he uses it.
Luke Hughes just skated right past Carson Bantle. Now Fantilli's shot blocked by the Badgers. Bantle was trailing, and it ricocheted right to him, and he sent it out to center. Pearson now to Fantilli. 9:28 to go in the second. Michigan 6, Wisconsin 2. Pearson up to the red line. Will fire it down in. Spins along the kick plate behind the net. Now Vorlicki. Dangerous pass intended for Caulfield. Turnover. McGroarty threw it towards Hughes, couldn't handle it. And then Fantilli dropped it off for Hughes, who couldn't handle it. Caulfield almost poked it away for a breakaway. Hughes recovers, right wing pass Fantilli now. Dexheimer out on him. And he puts it between the skates of Dexheimer down deep. Tried to jam it off the wall, but turned it over. And now Bantle will chop it out to center ice. And McGroarty goes to get it. Here's Luke Hughes. Hughes, who had those four goals in the come-from-behind win against Penn State last weekend. Here's a shot in tight by Samuskevich, stopped by McClellan. That doubled his season total, those four goals for Hughes, who didn't put up a point last night in the Wolverine 6-2 win. Badgers able to get it out to center, but Michigan refeeds. Boy, they're being persistent here. Badgers have had troubles handling this forecheck by the Wolverines and their offensive zone movement as well.
Well, Badgers had a good stretch there until they took the offensive zone faceoff, and now the puck has swung back the other way again.
Yep, here's Karinen now, out high, blue line. Luca Fantilli, low left, set up for Samuskevich. His shot blocked, ricocheted back to him. He pushed it wide from below the goal line. Duke tried it again, trying to bank it off McClellan. Ricocheted off the Badgers' netminder, and then he covers. 8:08 to go here in the second period. Michigan 6, Wisconsin 2. From the American Family Insurance broadcast booth, this is Badger Hockey from Lear.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Wisconsin Badger Hockey brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. Kind of a boring second period, Paul. Only one goal scored. It's 6-2 Michigan.
It is relatively boring. I guess we don't want that, I guess, because it is a four-goal deficit. We want some excitement here for Wisconsin to get back in it.
I was just kidding, you know.
I understand, yeah.
Right? Yep. Here's a shot from out high right off the pad of McClellan. Ricochets to the far side now. Hughes, patient with the puck, slides it to Pearson, low left. He shoots one. It's loose in front, and Granowitz smacks it in. 7-2 Michigan.
I blame that one on you, Brian. You just said it was boring.
Yeah. I take boring over that.
So just the net front presence there. Original shot. Made the save by McClellan down the right wing. Rebound out. Granowitz. There's two Michigan players there to the right of McClellan. One Badger in the way and not enough to keep the puck out of the net.
Third goal of the season for Granowitz. Second of the weekend. His seventh career goal against Wisconsin in 13 games. It comes at 12:08. Granowitz from Pearson and Luke Hughes. 7-2. Well, you're playing for pride here. I mean, that's about it. We know Wisconsin will finish last in the Big Ten. Still six regular season games left. They've got a series next weekend at home against Minnesota. Many believe the Gophers are better than this Wolverine squad. And Michigan won last night 6-2, leads 7-2 tonight. And we're just over halfway through the hockey game. And now Mersch just got cross-checked by Holtz. Linesman does a nice job to separate those two. And it could get out of control here if these referees don't settle things down. Offside called on Wisconsin. 7:11 left here in the second period of play. Tony Granato wants to talk with one of the referees, and he's telling them no.
Dominic Mersch put a hit on one of the Michigan players, and I didn't see who it was, and I didn't see the second player come in, too, and get Mersch. The whole Wisconsin bench got up and didn't like it, that no one saw it.
Yeah, it was Holtz who retaliated on Mersch. I'm not sure who Mersch hit initially, though. And now Kuhlemans and Adam Fantilli chest-to-chest, and one of the linesmen steps in there. Now Brandon Nerado talking with one of the referees. Tony Granato wants to talk with Jonathan Satarski, who's telling Tony to step back, and Satarski won't get anywhere near the dasher to talk to him. Tony leaning over. So now Granato talking with Brett Shava, motioning towards the Michigan bench. the players that are on the ice ready for the faceoff, and Granato is about ready to blow a gasket. And now Satarski telling him to step down. Tony's going to get ejected. He just got a penalty, a bench minor at least on Granato. And now he's given a mouthful to Brett Sheva too. Jonathan Satarski had enough. Tony could not stop. And Satarski just lit him up.
One referee was down in the zone playing, watching the play.
So now Wisconsin is going to use its timeout to challenge for a potential major penalty. And so we'll take a break here. 7:11 left in the second. 7-2 Michigan. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
In Wisconsin, Badger hockey is historic. We're proud of our nationally ranked Badgers winning 6 championships. At UW Health, we're also proud to support the same top rankings. Break your arm in a body check? Visit UW Health, the number one orthopedic care in the state. Or break your heart after a tough loss? The number one hospital in Wisconsin's got you. No matter the need, UW Health is here to deliver the best care for every Badger. UW Health. Remarkable.
Badgers challenged a hit to the head by a Michigan player. There was no evidence on the video, and so Wisconsin loses its timeout, plus a bench minor on the head coach for a lack of a better term, yapping. And so the Badgers are shorthanded for the 7th time tonight, and it comes at 12:49. So Michigan leading 7-2. Edwards backpedaling, left-hander shoots one through traffic off the left knee of McClellan, then the stick of LeMaster. Dangerous clearing attempt right back up the middle, almost gathered in by Ciccolini. Michigan, though, does have the puck out near the blue line again. TJ Hughes left dot. One-timer from the point by Edwards, partially blocked by Lindmark. Held in by Hallam. Puck trickles free, that is, and Horbach able to swing it all the way down. 7-2, Wolverines with the lead. Time of the penalty again, 12:49 on the Badgers bench. Here's Fantilli now. He'll skate quickly into the offensive zone, stops at the half boards right. Little backhand pass out to Hughes. Left side McGroarty looking, shooting. That was stopped by McClellan up near the chin. Hit his teammate, Vorlicki, who then turned to the right of the goaltender behind the net and able to fling it all the way down. Hughes gathers it in behind the Michigan net with speed and drops it back now for Samuskevich. Up the middle he comes. McGroarty defended by Kulemans as he walks across. Around to the far side, Fantilli. Blind pass to the corner, read nicely by Stang, who was able on his second effort to get it out to center ice and gathered in by Wisconsin's Vorlicki shorthanded. Skates it back behind the net. Looking in front now to Horbach, who is coming down the middle, but Michigan defended it nicely. Now Horbach throws it to open ice in the Wolverine zone. Caught by Kulemans at the blue line, and he'll spin it right corner to left. Badgers doing a nice job on this PK. 18 seconds left, and the bench minor to the Badgers head coach, Tony Granato. McGroarty can't catch the pass at center. One time pass by Lodge for Horbach, picked off by McGroarty. Left wing now, Fantilli walks in, shoots one in and out of the glove of McClellan. Back behind the net it goes. Badgers are going to kill off this penalty, and they're able to knife it out to center ice. Malmquist comes out of the box after serving that penalty. Michigan now unofficially 2-for-7 on the man advantage, leading 7-2, 5 minutes to play in the second.
Like the penalty kill there, one save by McClellan. That was pretty open shot and actually some offense generated on the shorthanded. Good 20, 30 seconds in the zone.
And now Stephen Holtz is in a verbal argument with Wisconsin's Jack Horbach and Dominic Mersch. Holtz, the young man who nearly lost his life to adrenovirus back in November, returned to the Michigan lineup last night. And now he's just been given a 10-minute misconduct. He's going to go to the box. But I don't think that the Badgers will get a power play out of it. Official scorer wants to talk to the referees.
Michigan's got four players out, so I think it's minor.
Yep. So unsportsmanlike conduct, I would think that is, on Holtz. So the Badgers are going to get a power play. I'll tell you, Steve Piotrowski is going to have a lot of video to go over with these four referees tonight.
Holtz is still talking to the Badger bench from the penalty box. The door open. They are sending him off to the locker room. So he got, maybe he did.
Now he's motioning to the student section to get loud. And instead of skating right to the locker room, he skates to his left and then back to center ice. Now he's being escorted to the locker room to our left and gets a standing ovation from the fans in maize and blue. Oh, you gotta love hockey.
And it's still the second period.
Unsportsmanlike at 15-19 on Stephen Holtz. Badgers get a power play. And this is just their second of the game, if I'm not mistaken.
So nothing up on the board yet.
Nope.
Now Michigan sending a player there to serve the minor penalty. I think probably got a minor for unsportsmanlike, and he saw him talking to the ref and chirping the Badger bench from the penalty box, and I think he probably picked up 10 more minutes somewhere in that.
Face off in the Michigan zone, won by the Wolverines. They try to rim it around and out, and they do just that as DeSaint Fowl can't hold on the far point. Here's Bantle now across the line, one-on-one with Pearson. Pearson falls down and then brings Bantle with him between his legs. Bantle played it to the corner to DeSaint Fowl, then Caulfield. Straight away now it's Corson Kuhlemans. 4.5 minutes to go in the second. Badgers down 7-2, and Caulfield couldn't handle the slow-moving pass of Lucius in the slot. Michigan picks it up and clears. Kuhlemans around from behind his own net. Whirls on his backhand, gains center. Drops it back to DeSaint Fowl. He veers off to his left, now across the line. Bantle gives it to Kuhlemans. Right wing now, Lucius. Out on him is Luke Hughes. Lucius to Caulfield, right wing. Try to go upstairs and miss the net by several feet as he was about 10 feet away. All the way out through center, and the Badgers back into their own end again. 1 minute left in the unsportsmanlike conduct penalty to Stephen Holtz of Michigan. Here's Lucius now, stick handling around Hallam, past another man. Nice little flip pass to Stramel, whose backhand shot missed the net. Cruz Lucius is so gifted with the puck. At times he gets in trouble. That time it was gorgeous to watch.
You always kind of hold your breath to see which way it's going to go, the right way or the wrong way. That time it went the right way. Nifty pass to Stramel, but like you mentioned, he just missed the net trying to go high in the short side.
30 seconds left in the Badgers' quartz power play, and now it's over. Cross-checking penalty on Wisconsin. As that Draper, it was pestering the Badgers in the defensive zone. Wisconsin on a power play trying to pull the puck free, and Tyson Jugnauth cross-checked Draper down from behind. Actually got his stick caught up in the hockey of Draper. 2 minute minor on Jugnauth at 16:41. Badgers unable to convert on the power play, and now 0-2. And then Jugnauth gets the gates.
That's eight power plays. It will be eight power plays for Michigan.
Yep.
Two for Wisconsin.
Funny how that works. I forgot where my marbles are. You know what we should do? Why don't we just blow up a bunch of balloons, Paul? And we'll have a batch over here and a batch over there. Right now, Michigan has eight balloons and Wisconsin only has two, okay?
That's good, and then at the end, we'll blow them up.
DeSaint Fowl, nice pass to the tape of Caulfield. Tried to work it towards the front of the net. He was on his backhand, and then in tight, just didn't have a place to put the puck. He went off Portillo's pad to the near wall. Now a partial break in for Michigan, but it looked like, was that Granowitz? It was. He was kind of canceled out on the back, checking Caulfield. And now Wisconsin, headman pass, hits the linesman, who were already wiped out with Kuhlemans today. This time he takes a puck into the hip. I bet you he's looking forward to the weekend. Here's Luke Hughes to McGroarty. 2-3 Badgers back. McGroarty got it caught up in his skates, able to pull it free. Power play for Michigan continues for another 105. Right point, Samuskevich. Here's Hughes back to Samuskevich. Down to the goal line, Fantilli tried to whip it in quickly. And McClellan had the far post covered. It popped into the air and then back down to the ice. Michigan's got it left wing and Brindley. Luke Hughes now. Left-hander out on him is Lindmark. Samuskevich down to the right wing and Fantilli. He'll shoot one, trying to go blocker side. Missed the net. Kyle may have gotten a piece of it. Brindley now left wing. To the goal line, behind the cage it goes. McGroarty back to Brindley, back to McGroarty. They're playing catch behind the net. Now in the slot, quick shot by Samuskevich. Kick save made by McClellan. Hughes with it. 28 seconds left of the power play for Michigan. Wolverines lead 7-2 in the second. Fantilli backpedaling, shot by Samuskevich, goes off a stick to the left of McClellan. Back Samuskevich. Now Brindley left circle. Great save by McClellan, sliding to his right. Brindley, it looked like had half the net to shoot at. Ball.
Yeah, I think he probably would like to have that shot back, kind of put it back into the path of Kyle McClellan. Lou Clemaster was in front of Brindley to alter his shot a little bit, I think, and help out McClellan going left to the right.
16 seconds left in the cross-checking penalty to Tyson Jugnauth, 7-2 Michigan. Face off to the right of McClellan. Stramel against Duke, and the shot from out high by Edwards went through traffic. It was heading right from our vantage point and ricocheted far left corner. Not sure what it hit. Stramel carried into the offensive zone. Lucius Stifty stick handling move and then passes back to the right wing. Stramel couldn't reach it. And the Badgers back at full strength. Jugnauth will skate across the way from the penalty box to the bench. Michigan now with possession. 1:10 to go in the second. Ciccolini dumps it down in. Lodge goes to get it. Slides a pass that made its way to Stramel. Now to Kuhlemans. 3-on-2 to our right with De St. Fallon. Lucius drop pass straight away. Lucius toe pull wide open. Steps in and fires. And Portillo made the save. Can't locate the puck. Where is it? He's on top of it as the whistle blows. And now Stramel hogtied by Duke, who takes him down. Lucius comes in and goes after Ciccolini, who throws a right hand into Lucius's face mask. De St. Fallon and Karenin were all tied up. Stramel had lost his helmet as the linesman had pulled him out of the fray. And now Luca Fantilli and Lucius need to be separated. 52.8 seconds left of the period.
It's at least two guys going to the box there. Charlie Stramel's one.
Oh, now Kuhlemans and Duke going at it.
I think was the other.
Now Karenin and Kuhlemans. Nolan Moyle coming over to try to calm Kuhlemans down. Granowitz and Lucius talking a bit too, but what are they going to do here? Stramel's going to get the gate, and I think they're going to take Duke as well.
I think Charlie Stramel's a little heated because he didn't do anything.
Yeah.
Or it didn't seem like he did. He was looking for the rebound.
Slash on Stramel. And what did he call on Duke?
Unsportsmanlike for Duke.
Wow.
I think Stramel there, I mean, he was in the way, so he may have got a stick in on the goaltender Portillo. I'm not 100% sure.
Uh-huh.
But that would be the only thing I could see he might have done. And then Dylan Duke came in from behind and pulled him away from the play and took off his helmet.
19:07, the time of the coincidental minors to Stramel of Wisconsin and Duke of Michigan. 4-on-4, 5-on-5 if you count the goaltenders. Face off in the Michigan zone, won by the Wolverines. Hughes fans off to his left at center. Thought about passing across to Granowitz, now takes the ice. Here's Moyle, left wing, trying to cut in on Dexheimer, but Ben did a nice job. Able to win the puck free for the Badgers, and Lucius has it in his own zone. Flips it across now, Dexheimer. Left wing pass for Caulfield, caught up in his skates, it bounces free. Brock's got it on his backhand, but then chopped off his stick by Luca Fantilli. 24 seconds to go in the period, 7-2 Michigan. Lucius pulled it free for a moment, throws it towards the front of the net, and Portillo just uses his stick to draw it to his glove hand, and he covers in a faceoff upcoming with 19 seconds left in the period. 7-2 Michigan. Shots on goal, 35-22 in favor of the Wolverines. Here's Draper to take the draw against Wisconsin's Matthew D. St. Fowl. Right in front of us as we sit high upstairs here at Yost Arena. I mean, imagine being in a hot air balloon. This is kind of the view we'd have.
A great view from right up above.
Yep, here's Hallam now with it. Poke check for a moment by Bantle. Hallam regains possession. His pass outside the blue line. Offside called on Michigan. 0.3 seconds left here in the period. Badgers gave up the first three goals of the game, two in the first 3.5 minutes, and then Eric Ciccolini scored his second goal of the first period on a power play. It was 3-0 Michigan. Badgers got one back. Tyson Jugnauth scored halfway through. But then Michigan scored two more, including a 4-on-4 goal, a series of penalties. Tyson Jugnauth scored for the Badgers to make it 4-5-2. Here Charlie Stramel had scored a goal late in the opening period, but after video replay, they determined that Stramel had cross-checked one of the Michigan players prior to the goal being scored, so it was washed out. It was 5-2 after one, and then Michigan scores two more here in the second and leads 7-2 after two. We'll return in a moment from the American Family Insurance broadcast booth. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi mom, it's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Lows dip down to about 21 tonight under overcast skies, southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Highs level off around 30 tomorrow, overcast skies. Lows level off around 15 tomorrow night, mainly cloudy skies expected. Temps above average Monday and Tuesday with highs from the mid 30s to the upper 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 27.
Recap of the scoring in the second period. Both goals scored by Michigan. Ethan Edwards, a power play goal at 2:04. His fourth goal of the season from TJ Hughes and from Jackson Hallam. And then Nick Granowitz scored at 12:08, his third of the year, second of the weekend. Who did they give the assist to, as I'm trying to see.
Keith Pearson and Luke Hughes.
And then Luke Hughes. Unbelievably, Michigan has scored 13 goals in this series. That's the first point for Luke Hughes, who was the number one star last week with 5 goals and 7 points against Penn State.
Yeah, he's he's plays so confident. It is pretty miraculous that he ends up not being on any of those plays. But the way Michigan scores their goals, or has been, it's been a lot of back and forth through the offensive zone. And Luke Hughes has just kind of been hanging out at the blue line, not worrying about things.
Yeah, 9 goals scored in this hockey game. Michigan with 35 shots on goal. Wisconsin only 22, 15-8 shots on goal in favor of the Wolverines in that second period. The Badgers have 9 penalties for 21 minutes. Michigan 7 penalties for 49 minutes because there's a 10-minute misconduct in there. A couple of them, actually. But the Badgers only have had 2 power plays tonight, while Michigan has had 8 and scored on 2 of them. It's 7-2, Michigan leads Wisconsin. We'll check the other Big Ten scores in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs, earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Hey, Siri, what's a shouse?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A shouse is a building with the secure storage of a clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two and you get a shouse. We have so many options to create your very own shouse. Design your custom layout and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit clarybuilding.com today.
In Wisconsin, Badger hockey is historic. We're proud of our nationally ranked Badgers winning 6 championships. At UW Health, we're also proud to support the same top rankings. Break your arm in a body check? Visit UW Health, the #1 orthopedic care in the state. Or break your heart after a tough loss? The #1 hospital in Wisconsin's got you. No matter the need, UW Health is here to deliver the best care for every Badger. UW Health. Remarkable.
Update your bathroom with help from Menards. A brand new Magic Woods vanity is the perfect addition to your bathroom. Magic Woods offers innovative, trend-setting styles to match your lifestyle. With many sophisticated styles to choose from, it's easy to find the right vanity for you. Right now, save big money on vanities from Magic Woods. Plus, check out all the great deals going on now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Brian and Paul here in Ann Arbor. Second intermission. The Wolverines lead the Badgers 7-2. Elsewhere in the Big Ten, Michigan State beat Notre Dame 3-2 to complete a weekend sweep. Dylan St. Cyr, 33 saves for the Spartans, who snapped a 2-2 tie with David Gucciardi's power play goal early in the third period. And also, Ohio State has knocked off Penn State 4-2. Tate Singleton, the game-winning goal for the Buckeyes with 4.5 minutes left. Cole McWard added an empty netter. He also had 2 assists, and Jakob Dobisch with 32 saves. So Ohio State and Penn State settle for a split. And as we look at it right now, Minnesota leads the Big Ten with 43 points. Penn State, Michigan State, and Ohio State all have 30 points tied for second. If Michigan hangs on and beats Wisconsin tonight, Michigan would have 30 points, which would mean a 4-way tie for second place in the Big Ten with 3 weekends left. That is nuts.
That is absolutely crazy. And 2 of those teams, Ohio State and Michigan, have 2 games less played than the other 2, Penn State, Michigan State. So they'd have the inside track on finishing, but who the heck knows? Because Penn State's under 500, tied for second. Michigan State's at 500, tied for second. And Michigan right now is one over, and Ohio State's two games over 500. So that is just a mess of a standings. And if you look nationally where they rank, they're all top five, top ten in the mathematical pair-wise. So a couple years ago, there was three Big Ten teams and a Frozen Four. Something like that could definitely happen again with how the quality of the league is this year, with the amazing out-of-a-conference record that the conference has and the parity at the top.
Yeah, oh, no question. Badgers are going to face league-leading Minnesota next weekend at the Kohl Center, and there is a chance the Gophers could clinch the regular season conference championship in Madison. We don't want that to happen, of course. Second intermission here at Yost Arena. Badgers trail Michigan 7-2. Third period's coming up from the American Family Insurance broadcast booth. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's art. Artists supporting artists in their own words.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Lows dip down to about 21 tonight under overcast skies, southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Highs level off around 30 tomorrow, overcast skies. Lows level off around 15 tomorrow night, mainly cloudy skies expected. Temps above average Monday and Tuesday with highs from the mid-30s to the upper 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 27.
By UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. And by American Family Insurance, your dreams deserve a champion. It's time to drop the puck for the third period.
Hockey also brought to you by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how they're using their energy to power beyond. And brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, which reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today. Wise move by the referees, Jonathan Sitarski and Brett Shava, bringing both captains together prior to the third period, because it was getting a little out of hand, not only in the second period, happened in the first as well.
Yeah, especially a five-goal differential here to start the period. It's one of the things you see in hockey sometimes, and nothing wrong with being a little bit proactive here. Wonder if that'll help also, maybe them not calling every little thing that they've been calling in the towards the tail end of the second period.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Badgers attacking the goal to our left. Eric Portillo has stopped 20 of 22 shots for Michigan. Kyle McClellan in goal for the Badgers after replacing Jared Moe, who had allowed 5 goals on 17 shots in less than 14 minutes in the first. Bruce Lucius just got helped into the sideboards by Nick Granowitz. No whistle and delayed offside called on Wisconsin. Curious, too, as we look across, the benches are across from us. We're sitting about half hash marks inside the Wisconsin zone near the circles, and the benches are right next to one another. There's a plate of glass between the two, but there are both backup goaltenders now, Ben Garrity and their backup goaltender,
Tyler Shea almost look like they're standing right next to each other, just conversing, you know, like, how's it going, you know, and sharing things. And when Lucius got hit into the bench area there, they started chatting afterwards. Oh, my gosh. Here's Tyson Jugnauth sauces a puck across ice in front of his own net, like 2 feet in front of his own net. And a beautiful pass, but there was Kevin Brindley right in the vicinity. Jugnauth now tries a breakout pass to Lucius, didn't connect, and Michigan gobbles it up. 15 seconds left into coincidental minors at the end of that second period. Now Lucius took a stick up high, but we play on as he maintains possession of the puck.
You know, you talk about the benches being right next to each other, which is pretty typical in NHL. It's that way, although there's usually a box in between.
Right.
We've seen the last couple of weeks, or we've seen a few rinks in the Big Ten where the benches are on opposite sides of the ice. It's a home advantage because the penalty boxes are on that side.
But look out, breakaway for Dylan Duke here. Vorlicki trying to recover. Duke fires one wide.
Anyway, what I was getting at is, you know, you think of how much of an advantage it is for the home team, but it's also good in a case like this where there's things are getting a little bit heated at some point and the benches are across the ice, so nothing can really happen.
Right. DeSantel just got tripped up on a rush and no penalty called. Michigan back in the offensive zone. A rocket by Karinen didn't get through. Samuskevich mishandles and then twirls a pass to the far corner. Luke Lemaster goes to get it for Wisconsin. Launch to Stramel. He'll skate it out of the zone. 2 minutes gone by. Third period, 7-2 Wolverines. Stramel tried to do a bit too much and gave the puck away. Lodge from the blue line fired one. Easy pillow save for Portillo. And now Stramel and Bantle along the near wall. The Badgers' three biggest players. Lodge there as well. Puck is underneath three or four skaters. Referees refuse to blow the whistle. And it's lifted to the corner, and Malmquist goes to get it. Now he'll bank it out to the point, and Lodge fires one, knocked down by his teammate Bantle, got caught up in his skates, couldn't get his stick down on it, and gobbled up by Michigan's Ciccolini. Slowed by Malmquist, who got away with a hook and a cross check, and he takes the puck away. Now here's Mersch onside the Badgers. No, whistle stops play. 17:24 left here in the third. Michigan with a 7-2 lead. We pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Brian Posick and Paul Capobianco sitting in the American Family Insurance broadcast booth high above Yost Arena, where the Badgers trail Michigan 7-2 with 17:21 left here in period number three. Badgers again gave up the first three goals of the game before Tyson Jugnauth scored halfway through the first, and then Michigan expanded its lead with two more in the first, and then Jugnauth scored again to make it 5-2, and then they inflated their lead further with two goals in the second to make it 7-2, and that's where we are right now. Here's Kuhlman's out high right for the Badgers. Cross ice trying to hit Zach Erdahl. Didn't get through. Poked ahead by McGroarty to Hallam. Tried to refeed McGroarty. Went off his stick and out to center. Malmquist hustled after it. Leaping into the air was Erdahl as the puck was airborne, but couldn't reach it. And here's Hallam again. Fires it in right corner to left. Rolls around the far boards. Nice job by Horbach to lift the stick of Fantilli, preventing the talented freshman from getting to the biscuit in the offensive end. Now here's Duke with it. Little left-hander tries to lean in on Jugnauth. Good defense there. And then Horbach, good check on Duke. Duke fell to his belly and poked it along, intended for Fantilli. Now it's in the skates of Corson Kuhlemans, who will golf it out to center. Knocked down by the extra skater for Michigan, Brendan Miles, a freshman from Farmington Hills, playing in only his fourth game. He was suited up last night, didn't play. This is his first shift of the weekend. 7-2, Michigan with a lead. Miles with a puck, far side Brindley. Left dot, pass, went off the stick and then paddled to the corner by Wisconsin's McClellan. Now Duke back to Brindley. Lindmark comes out on him. Passed it over the stick of one of the Badger defenders to Duke. Point now, Edwards spins away, trying to get separation from Smolonic. Now Fantilli, long-range shot knocked down by the Badgers. 15 and a half minutes to go in the third, 7-2 Michigan.
Long shift here in Wisconsin zone.
Yep.
The gas level is going down.
Kuhlman's tried to clear around the boards, coughed it up. Duke finds Brindley. He was stick handling, looking for a lane to shoot. And when he finally pulled the trigger, Jugnauth had recovered and went off his stick and out of play. 15:24 to go in the third. Michigan with a 7-2 lead. Badger Hockey brought to you by Rail Transport, offering home daily truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs.
So, of course, Kuhlman's after that shift on his knee at the end after trying to block shot. It took him a little while to get back up off the ice. Long shift. He was all over the ice. A couple big body checks he forced on Michigan as well.
Stramel, decent foul. Lucius back out for the Badgers.